The last word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
The Dáil will next week debate a bill which aims to improve workers' rights in liquidation situations. The bill, which has become known as the Debenhams Bill, has been proposed by Solidarity TD for Cork North Central, Mick Barry, who joins us now. What exactly are you proposing in this area, Mick?
How are you doing, Frank? I'm proposing to change the law in two regards. First of all, that when it comes to payouts from a liquidator's pot, that workers would be at the head of the queue. They would come first. And second of all, that where you have an unpaid collective agreement, for example, an unpaid collective redundancy agreement, that that would be considered in the eyes of the liquidation laws as an unpaid debt, and therefore increase the workers' chances of being paid.
So just to put this into perspective, what's the lay of the land as it stands today? Who gets paid first when a company goes bust, if there's anything left in the tin? Who's at the top of the queue?
Well, you have priority creditors and non-priority creditors, which pushes workers back. And the state is there up at the front of the queue, for example, the likes of the revenue. So this bill would change that position and will put workers at the front of the queue and put them first.
That doesn't sound to me that it's going to get an awful lot of support from the other side of the house then.
Well, I would say that in terms of the levels of support, insofar as I can gauge it, among working people very broadly, this has support, because of course the Debenhams issue is not the first time that this has come up.
And remind us what happened in Debenhams, because as I mentioned earlier, this has been coined the Debenhams Bill for obvious reasons.
Okay, well, some years back, the workers in Debenhams, through their trade union, entered into an agreement with their employer that there would be 4 weeks redundancy per year of service paid in the event of a redundancy situation. Debenhams, in my opinion, used the COVID crisis as cover for going into liquidation, and the workers were told, get to the back of the queue. The end result is that they got their minimum entitlements, the statutory 2 weeks redundancy, which of course they had paid for themselves through their taxes and various contributions down through the years. They have attempted to make a stand to say that they were entitled to more than that, and they've been fighting for over a year in that regard. And I think the level of public support for them is such that the government are under pressure on this issue. The government have given a commitment that they will look at the liquidation laws. They've kind of acknowledged that it's not entirely just for workers, but Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have had many years to change the law on this. They've refused to act. So it's time that they were put under pressure in this type of way.
Yeah. Now, in fairness to Debenhams, they're not here to fight their corner. And you did mention there that it was your opinion that they used COVID as a cover for what happened there. But again, that's your opinion. They aren't here to defend themselves or say otherwise.
The opinion of very many people, I would say, Frank.
Well, there you go. The point is, we don't have Debenhams here to give their opinion. But if take this scenario, Mick, if your bill does get the support that it needs, it does cross the line, the laws are changed, does that mean that the Debenhams workers could be entitled to getting a few pound back?
Unfortunately not, because laws can't be introduced and then backdated. Retrospective legislation isn't permitted. However, I think if you were to speak to many of the Debenhams workers, overwhelmingly women, what they'll say is that they're very disappointed that they didn't get what they describe as their 2+2, their 4 weeks redundancy.
And some of them are there 20, 30 odd years.
Absolutely, absolutely. But what they will tell you, and what many of them have said to me, is that if the legacy of our dispute was that the next group of workers and the next generation became entitled to what has been denied us, we would see that as a very valuable legacy for our dispute. It's a very generous attitude on the part of those workers, and I intend to bring that point onto the floor of the Dáil next Wednesday as well.
Yeah, and you know, Debenham, it's as I mentioned, it has been coined the Debenham's Bill. But if you look at, you know, similar situations in the past have taken place in Cleary's, Arcadia, Vita, Vortex. So, I mean, you could argue that a bill like this, certainly to strengthen workers' rights in these situations, is long overdue.
Yes, it's a bill whose time has come. And I think that working people throughout the country who, you know, support the justice of the Debenhams workers' cause will see the importance of this bill next Wednesday and will be looking very, very carefully at the Fianna Fáil, the Fine Gael and the Green Party deputies, the government deputies, and saying to them, which way are you going to go on this? The eyes will be on them.
OK, and our eyes will be on them on Wednesday as well, no doubt. Mick Barry, Solidarity TD for Cork North Central. Thank you very much for that.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.